Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Diwali is this Sunday. It is India's biggest holiday. To celebrate the Festival of Lights, Rupi, an Indian craft beer brewed in Boston, is releasing its first India Pale Ale. There are countless IPAs on the market these days, but this one is illuminating the style's oft-forgotten history. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on Rupi's new beer and the company's mission to share Indian culture one can at a time.
Walk into a brewery or restaurant, and you'll likely find at least one India Pale Ale on the menu. The style's ubiquity wasn't lost on Van Sharma and his brother after debuting their company in 2021.
When we joined the world of beer, number one question being Indian is that, hey, you must have an IPA, and we didn't. So for us, we knew eventually we would introduce an IPA that really fit into the ethos of Rupi.
Rupi's ethos is inspired by the 33-year-old's culture and childhood. His parents emigrated from London to Portland, Maine in 1990 and opened the state's first Indian restaurants. As a kid, Sharma says his brown skin confused his peers.
Number one thing I used to get in third grade when you're studying Native American tribes is, oh, Van's American Indian. So they never understood what India was, especially in a place like Maine, which is so homogenous. I feel like I grew up always having to show people.
It was also challenging to get Indian beers delivered to his parents' restaurants. After college and time in London, Sharma returned home to help out during the pandemic. Supply chain issues made it worse.
There was a lot of people in Maine asking for Indian beer, Kingfisher, Taj Mahal, iconic Indian brands. So we said, why don't we just create our own?
Sharma and his brother set out to develop easy-to-drink, lightly carbonated beers that would pair perfectly with Indian food and spicy flavors.
When your tongue is on fire from spice, carbonation is one of the worst things you can bring to it. It amplifies the heat and the irritation as well.
Sharma studied international relations and says they also wanted their beer to tell a cross-cultural story.
I think beer is such a great lens for bridging East and West, and also using a bit of diplomacy to really talk about India.
But the Sharma brothers were entrepreneurs, not brewers, so they started searching for a pro.
I spoke to tons of great brewing houses all over in Europe, in Canada, in Australia, across the United States, and literally down the road from our parents' house, Alan Pugsley was hanging out.
Alan Pugsley is a craft beer pioneer of 40 years. He co-founded Portland's Shipyard Brewing Company in the 90s and has consulted on more than 100 brewery and beer projects around the world.
And being British, he also understood Indian food extremely well, so he got it.
I thought it was great because I love Indian food.
To make Rupi's flagship beer, Pugsley says he and Sharma's family tasted a bunch of Indian beers along with dishes from their restaurant. Eventually, he designed a balanced basmati rice lager. The idea of making a history-inspired India Pale Ale also intrigued Pugsley.
The one thing we didn't want to do is create another New England IPA, which is completely unrelated to the actual Indian Pale Ale that was made in the first place.
When the British occupied India, 19th century English brewers formulated sturdy IPAs for a reason.
In order to preserve the beer on the voyage from England to India, they used to make it the beer with a higher alcohol level and then also with a heavy dose of hops, because hops are also natural preservatives. So the beer would survive the 90-day or so voyage.
In a crowded New England IPA market, Pugsley appreciates Rupi putting the India back in India Pale Ale. Consumers can read all about it on the beer can's label.
This is the canning line, and then we have a few labels hanging out over here.
Sharma's brand doesn't have its own facility, so Rupi's brewed at the Dorchester Brewing Company.
So this is our IPA, and learning a little bit more about the actual story. Sultan Shir Singh Sirhi, he was the founder of the modern-day Indian rupee. When the British came to India, India was reigned by the Mughal Empire. This is around the time when the IPA came to existence.
Releasing Rupee's IPA for Diwali made sense to Sharma because the Festival of Lights celebrates intentions.
India is a very vibrant country. Our culture is super vibrant as well, from our weddings to our songs to Bollywood, which is a huge staple if you're Indian. So for us, Rupi really wants to make sure that the Western audience knows more about India, and we're doing it through liquid.
Now, Rupee, that started as a project for a family restaurant, is available at major retailers in 15 states and at local restaurants. Sharma plans to double that reach in 2024. Rupee's next style, a masala chai stout, will tell the story of India's spice trade this winter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.